6 months being away last year, going through her cancer treatment down in Indiana. And I can't say it was a good time had by all, because her cancer treatment was pretty horrendous. And she's still recovering from it. The last bit, I guess the worst she said was the poisoning you went through, chemotherapy up in Lewiston, Idaho, because we were able to go through her chemo up here, because it was only once every 3 weeks she had to go in. But the radiation treatment she had to undergo for her breast cancer, we had to do down in Indiana, which worked out real well because she was with her parents and her brothers and sisters down there. Well, good morning, my fellow Americans, and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you this Saturday morning, folks, here in the USA, that is. I know we have listeners around the world that it's a different day in certain locations. Our good friends in Australia, mate, and New Zealand listening in. Welcome, folks, and all those listening around the world. This is that old police officer, Jack McLam, now retired. And we are just so happy to be back with you again. A lot of things going on, folks. As you knew, by the way, the little break here in the beginning of the program, we don't know what happened. All of a sudden I was on the line, and all of a sudden I was off the line, and our dear sweet Kelly there put my past program up, and so we don't know what happened, but it's good to be back with you. We've got a good program for you today. Remember, folks, our founding fathers gave us three boxes to stop tyranny in government: the voting box, the jury box, and the bullet box, the cartridge box. And today, we've got an expert on that's going to be talking with us about the voting box, okay? Very important. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the author Jack McLam program, folks. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And yes, our dear friend Dan Gutenkopf's on the line with us now. Good German name. And we've been friends for just decades, it seems like. And he and his brother Dennis have been very, very active, one of the most active people that I know in the nation on the voting in America and how it's being usurped by the bad guys. And we're going to talk about this morning because we need to protect the jury box that we've been talking about this week and then the voting box too, so that in this nation we don't have to go against the despots that are in control of our government today with the cartridge box. Now, believe it or not, folks, and some of you probably believe it, because some of you probably have called me, there are people in this nation that think we should go to the cartridge box several years ago. Matter of fact, not just today. They say they believe it's over, and we've lost the jury box, and we've lost the voting box, and now all we have left is to go to war, physical, violent, deadly, bloody war against the despots that are in control of our state houses in Washington, D.C. today. And we keep telling these people, no, we haven't lost the voting box because of good people like Dan and Dennis and others that are fighting tooth and nail to keep a honest vote and to set up systems that can be surveilled more or less and watched by the citizens themselves. And of course, the electronic voting cannot be. And because of those fighting the jury box takeover, the manipulation of the judges, the government agent judges of the minds of the jurors, we are standing up and fighting against that, the secret manipulation that we expressed in our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter. Let's see, a long time ago, it was probably 10 years ago now when we did our whole entire police newsletter on U.S. judges manipulate juries and how they secretly do that. And so it's not over yet, folks. We are not to the point where we want to grab our guns and go to war against the despots that are trying to enslave us here in America. Will the day come? It may very well come, but it's not here yet. And I will caution people that as long as you can still turn on your radio and you can still pick up your newsletters like Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter or publications put out by Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can turn on the radio and get Republic Broadcasting Network and or the Internet and so forth, it's not over. It's not over because every single day that the war has not started in America against the despots that control our government and the treasonous international crime families that control our governments and state houses, as long as we still have the First Amendment and we can express ourselves like we're going to be doing again today, we are winning. We are literally winning the hearts and minds of thousands and thousands of good Americans and those around the world listening in today, too, educating them and awakening them to the fact that they need to be out of their prayer closets, into the streets, and standing up against despots and anti-government, truly anti-government, because they're internationalists and they want just a world government, so they are anti our national governments and national sovereignty, and those that are anti-Christ and are trying to destroy the godly foundations of this nation and other nations and put us under this antichrist world government system. As long as you can still hear my voice and the voices on Republic Broadcasting Network, we're winning, and they know that, and they're trying to shut us down as fast as they can, but we have to be willing to get involved, as our dear brother Dan and Dennis Guttenkopf are involved, very involved, in trying to return the power and the jurisdiction back to the American people. Now, with that said, Dan, are you with us?
I sure am, Jack.
Hey, brother, good to have you on. Thank you for coming on in such short notice.
Well, it's my pleasure, Jack, and I want to say that I agree with everything that you just stated there as far as the time has not yet come for us to pick up arms. When we study the history of this country and what the founding fathers endured before it got to the point where they had to pick up the rifle, we're not there yet, clearly. And, you know, I've learned a great deal from you over the years about our Constitution and about the threats to our Constitution. So it's people like you who have done such a terrific job of educating people on the freedoms that our founding fathers secured for us, our God-given rights, not given to us by government, but given to us by God.
Right.
And it's this legacy that we are asked to preserve, you know.
Yeah, brother, I'm just passing it on, too, because you remember my story of an 85, 90-year-old man that awakened me and passed it on to me and got me to study the Constitution and the founding documents and so forth, and I'm just trying to pass it on, too. So I can't take credit for what I've studied and learned and passed on to others because someone was gracious enough to awaken me years ago. And, brother, you're doing the same thing. You and Dennis are passing this legacy on to other Americans and awakening them down in the Arizona area and around the nation. And so it's just a blessing that God has allowed us this time in America. and holding back these despots from taking total control over us to where we can awaken more people. Now, Brother Dan, if the sad thing is those revolutionaries we have, who many of them are super Americans that want to go for the guns right now,
mm-hmm.
that I talk to, they're good, good Americans. They're just so full up with the corruption and the absolute evil that is perpetrated against us today, that they want to do something, and sadly, if they were to do what they want to do and start the shooting now against these treasonous despots, what would happen, Dan, as you know, is we'd be under martial law immediately, there'd be troops on the streets, and we would no longer have a way of awakening more and more of our brother, sister, fellow Americans, and those around the world listening to us today, to the truth. And so every day we get to get on the radio, get out in public, hand out flyers, give a little speech here and there like you do, Dan and Dennis, mm-hmm. We are winning. We're waking up more and more people. But if the shooting starts, which the government, the despotic government leaders would love to see happen in America today, because
right.
they know then that they could convince the vast majority of Americans that we are domestic terrorists, the guys holding the guns, and we have to be put under martial law. The Constitution has to be suspended so they can clear out these domestic terrorists. And the enemy of our liberties and the enemy of our God in power right now would love us to start shooting, because they know every day that we can get on the radio like we are this morning and hand out our literature and have speeches and so forth for groups of people, or just day-to-day speaking one-on-one. As long as we can still do that, they're in fear of us rising up and taking back the usurped power that they've taken away from us. Isn't that true?
That's true, Jack. You know, it would hasten exactly what we don't want to have happen. And I think the frustration, if the point is lost, that this is a spiritual warfare, Jack,
yeah.
That we, you know, the Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, rulers, you know, in dark places. And this is spiritual warfare.
It sure is.
And so if we go to use carnal weapons to fight against that, then we're fighting the wrong battle. So I think, number one, it's important to understand that that this is spiritual warfare. And, you know, Scripture also tells us, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Right.
One of the things that I've learned over the years, Jack, is that it's the function of the citizen to keep the government from falling into error. That's what
yes.
the Supreme Court has ruled.
That's
so
right.
If our government goes astray, the problem is that the citizens have not been educated in the law and the Constitution, and then we have failed also to demand accountability from our public servants. So this is really
right.
the issue. And actually, I have a lot of hope. I've been engaged in this battle for integrity in elections for the last 10 years. And I
knew it's been quite some time. I knew it's been over just about a decade then, brother. Wow, you've done a lot of good, too. I've heard a lot of great things about what you've been doing.
Well, the glory goes to God, you know, and the reason I have for hope is that we have good people in government. They're not all bad. We have wonderful people like Senator Karen Johnson, who
okay.
is very strong on the Constitution, and she has allowed me to share the things that I've learned with her, and then to introduce techniques and provisions in law which will allow for greater transparency of the vote count. So as long as we've got people in government, in the legislature, who are crafting these laws, and as long as they will listen and be open to the truth and the information of what is really going on now, there is hope. And I've just been involved recently in drafting an election bill, a Senate bill 1557.
For the state of Arizona.
Yeah. This would allow for manual counts of the votes at various selected precincts.
Fantastic.
And this
Good.
Is going to be the solution, is manual counting
yeah.
Instead of computer counts.
Very good, brother. We hear the music coming up, folks, so we're coming into our second break here. We'll be back and share this very vital information about us getting back in control of our voting booths. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans and all those listening in around the world, every single day that we have the opportunity to use freedom of speech to reach out and touch the hearts and minds of more of our police officers, soldiers like we do here at our two police and military associations, and people in the private sector with the truth, it is absolutely true that God, what God said in Isaiah 5:13, he said, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they know they have no knowledge. I think that's a pretty good quote. They have no knowledge. And so every day that God gives us the ability to use the First Amendment here in the United States, but freedom of speech around the world, Dan, we're winning. And the enemy knows that. And so they would love us to start some kind of a war. And so they could convince us through their controlled media that we have to go under a totalitarian, military law system here in this nation and around the world. So praise the Lord, we're free to use the First Amendment today, Dan. And let's go into what is the problem, first of all, with our voting system, and then the solutions. So that we don't get caught up like we have in various parts of the country with being conned into accepting what was it? Did you tell me this morning that it was Stalin? What was that quote that Stalin said about it's not the vote that counts, but the counters that you got to watch or something? What was that exact quote?
Joseph Stalin was reported to have said, those who cast the votes decide nothing, but those who count the votes decide everything.
That's right.
And I was very blessed just exactly 10 years ago to hear a man named Jim Collier speak at the Arizona Breakfast Club. And he had written a book called Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. Jim did tireless efforts as an investigative journalist. He spent 26 years investigating the problem of vote fraud, particularly in Miami-Dade County back in the 70s. And he made a very eloquent quote, and that was the fact that computerized voting gives the power of selection to whoever controls the computer.
Right.
And this is the problem, Jack, is that we have allowed our traditional system of citizen oversight at the polls, where the citizens from the neighborhood came in and oversaw the counting of ballots after the polls closed. We have been brainwashed to think that we have to have this modern technology to enable us to have a speedy count, speedy results, and yet, in fact, the mandate is for accurate results. So we have this problem in the 2000 election with the punch cards where we had hanging Chad and pregnant Chad and so forth. And you were one of the first people that I believe I heard the term Hegelian dialectic. And this is where the government creates the problem, and then they come in and offer the solution to the problem. And they get us to accept a solution that we never would have arrived at on our own. And Jim Collier, with his investigations, he found a device called an IBM Port-a-Punch. And this was basically a paper puncher that would take a stack of 50 ballots, and you punch them, and it would be all the same votes in stacks of ballots, and this is how you get Hanging Chad. And people who had tried to create Hanging Chad by just punching an individual ballot couldn't see how this would be done, but this was the problem in Florida. And this, of course, then led to the outcry to eliminate punch card voting and to go to the computerized touchscreen machines that are now being implemented all across the country as a result of the legislation passed in 2002 under the Help Americans Vote Act. And the federal government was offering somewhere in the neighborhood of close to $4 billion as an enticement to the states to adopt these new computerized touchscreen voting machines. And so if you didn't sign on for this, you would lose that federal money. So this has been the problem, is the secretaries of state throughout the country have been reluctant to turn down this money, which would be available to them. But the problem is they've not done their homework, Jack, on the problems with these computerized voting machines. In the 2002 primary, there were multiple instances reported all across the nation where these touchscreen machines would show no votes recorded, even though thousands of people had signed in on the poll registers. And then you would have other instances where there would be greater than 100% turnout. So the problem is that with these touch screens, the software is a trade secret. It's proprietary information. And by contract, these vendors, the private vendors who contract with the state secretaries of state, they put in their non-disclosure agreements so no one is allowed to inspect the software code that is used to count these votes. And this is a problem, is there's a lack of transparency. In our system of voting, the process of voting is secret, but the counting is supposed to be public.
That's right. Absolutely.
I hear the music,
Brother Dan. We hear the music coming up. We're here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program, folks, and how we can keep our voting secure and honest in America. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Out there remember Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes. Well, a few years back when the vote scam book came out by the Collier brothers, he made a grand error, and that is he was going to tell the truth on 60 Minutes. And he said this may be the biggest vote fraud scandal ever to rock the nation, in referring to the book Vote Scam and the vote scam evidence. However, after meeting with his higher-ups, Mr. Wallace dropped the issue like a vial of anthrax. And I'm reading from the Vote Scam website here, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the Collier brothers, aren't they now dead? And what happened to them? Is there any suspicion in how they both ended up dead?
Yes. I know for Jim Collier, Dennis and I had the privilege to work with him before he died. He died of pancreatic cancer just a few years ago, and it came on very rapidly, and some people may have some suspicions about that. I'm not exactly sure of the situation surrounding Ken Collier and his death, but But their legacy does live on. They give us a great body of information in that book, Vote Scam. And Jim was directly responsible for inspiring me when I heard him speak here 10 years ago. And it's people like him who are active. It's just like what I heard over the commercial break. Freedom is not free. Right. And Jim Collier knew that with all his frustration. You read his book and you see in so many avenues where he was thwarted by the powers in control, and yet he didn't give up. He fought the good fight right up until the end. And, you know, as Thomas Jefferson, I believe, said, that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and this is First Amendment activity with voting. It's our means of redress of grievances. It's the highest right we have as citizens. That's why the Founding Fathers made that the First Amendment. And then they gave us the liberty teeth in the Second Amendment to back that up. If the First Amendment failed, then we can fall back on the Second Amendment. But we're not at that point yet, Jack.
Praise the Lord, brother. Yes, I work with, as you know, Dan, some of the best Americans in uniform that love God and love liberty. And it just chills me to think that the greatest Americans I know in the private sector and the greatest ones I know that love God and liberty in uniform would one day be pitted against themselves in a bloody revolution here in America. It just scares me to death because I just absolutely hate reading about the Civil War and all of our brothers and sisters in America that were killing each other and destroying each other's families. And to see that happen again, I will do everything possible to see that that doesn't happen. And I know, Dan, you and many others, those here at Republic Broadcasting Network, will do everything we can to be sure that we don't lose the voting box and the jury box, so that we don't have to go and start seeing blood of our brothers and sisters running in the streets again of America.
Yes. Well, you know, Jim Collier made the point in his book, Vote Scam, that knowledge is power.
Yes.
And, of course, the Bible tells us in Hosea, the book of Hosea, that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Absolutely.
So I think this is the key, is we have to be educated as citizens, first of all, and then it's our responsibility to educate our public servants and demand accountability from them. And one of the problems we uncovered in this 10-year battle, we filed a suit against Maricopa County. We had gone in to monitor the vote count in the 1996 election, and I had found a statute in election law that said the count shall be public in the presence of bystanders.
Uh-huh.
And one of the problems we have with our voting system is the election workers are not properly trained, and even when they were shown the law, they have this mentality that they are in control of the system and that what, you know, the law says doesn't matter. So that's why we had to use the legal system to enforce our right as citizens.
In other words, you wanted to go in and watch the vote and watch the count, and you had all kinds of problems. They didn't want that, did they?
They didn't want that, no.
Yeah.
And again, it's a matter of transparency. That's our right as citizens.
Yeah.
So in any event, we filed this lawsuit against Maricopa County, took it to the District Court of Arizona. They ruled against us, against our civil rights lawsuit, because they said we didn't allege racial discrimination into a violation of our rights. We took it, which was nonsense. We took it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we, in the process of researching our case, we found out that there is three situations where you're not required to prove racial discrimination. One of those is in a federal election. But we discovered the problem that you're also seeing with the jury box, as we know from the case of Carol Asher, is we had the problem of judicial tyranny.
Yeah.
And in our case, both the appellate court and the district court, they ruled in conflict with the Supreme Court, and they left their opinions unpublished. And then the Supreme Court failed in its duty to exert its supervisory powers over the lower courts. So this is a problem we uncovered, which was identical to what Jim Collier had experienced in his 26-year battle, was that the judicial system does not really want to deal with the problem of vote fraud. But I am hopeful that in the last 10 years, especially the last 2 years, I've seen a great awakening of the people all across the country. You can get on the internet and see dozens of websites devoted to verified voting. You have you have the vote scam website. There's a group called Citizens for a Fair Vote Count, which I'm affiliated with, and they have a website at votefraud.org.
Oh, okay. Votefraud.org. I'm going to go to that myself.
And some of my legal research is published on there. But there's been a great awakening of the people. I have been networking in the last several months with a number of people statewide that I didn't know existed and that I didn't know were also finally getting up to speed and educated about this problem. So there is a tremendous amount of momentum just in the last couple of years, Jack, of people who have engaged themselves in this battle, too. So more and more people get educated, the stronger the citizens become in this effort. We don't have to just give in to this frustration of not having a channel for our energies, and we don't have to resort to the cartridge box, that we can still go to the voting box. But it's our job to preserve that. We have to be engaged in this battle.
Talk to us about the necessity, brother, that none of this works without citizens' involvement. And what we have in this nation, and what I've watched for 25 years in this nation, is the left, those international crime families and those that support this totalitarian world system, are out in the field all the time working day and night to overthrow the freedoms of Americans. And yet our people are just sitting back, singing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, joining hands and saying, we're going to get the heaven out of here next week and there's nothing we have to do. So the enemy is marching just full bore over top of us. If we don't get the people out of their prayer closets, like I like to say, and out into the street, confronting evil and confronting God's enemies and our republic's enemies. How do you feel about that, Dan?
Yeah, I agree with you that people have this false sense of security, and I'm a born-again Christian, but again, nothing's going to change if we just, sit back and think we're going to be raptured out of this. We're supposed to pray as if everything depended upon God, but we're also supposed to act as if it depended on us as well, too. So,
amen.
So, this is part of our mandate is, to spread the truth. We are supposed to be planting seeds of truth, and we leave the results of that to God, but we're not just supposed to just simply occupy here. We are supposed to be active and involved in this battle. And I've seen that as I have made my efforts to educate our legislators and other people, that they become active as well, too. So there's power in knowledge, and as this knowledge gets disseminated, this builds up our strength.
Yes, you just made me think back to an old gentleman years and years ago that told me, because I was studying, and many of us were studying and researching, and he remarked that we don't want to find ourselves being the most educated people in the concentration camps. In other words, we need to go out now and apply the knowledge and do something, put feet to our prayers, and kick sand in the face of God's enemies. You know, we got to physically do this stuff, not just read and study and then pray about it, right, Dan?
That's true. And I want to clarify a point, too, that while knowledge is power, knowledge is not enough. We need to be praying for wisdom, as it talks about in the book of James, that if any man lacks wisdom, to let him ask of God, and God will grant that. And so wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. But we also have to be courageous enough to use that wisdom and apply it. And again, I love what the late Senator Everett Dirksen used to say, and that was, as far as accountability from our public servants, he said, when they feel the heat, they see the light.
Amen.
And we're the ones, we're the ones that have got to go out and start applying the heat.
And you know it happens, Dan. You know it happens just this year again over the hate law legislation. Enough Americans got up on their hind feet and screamed to their congressmen and senators, and for the sixth time we've dumped this evil, evil ADL's hate crimes legislation. Mm-hmm. And so, and other organizations, and even single individuals this last year, a mother by herself, went to her school board and just jumped up and down and screamed to high heaven about the sex education her kids were getting, the pornography they were seeing as little children in elementary school. And she alone overturned all of that and got it stopped. And so God blesses us when we do what he tells us to do, and that's confront his enemies.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing here. It's time to impress God.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can impress God is not just pray about it and say God will do it when he gets here. We'll let him do it. But we're supposed to be his disciples and his arms and feet and hands and brain here on earth while until his return. And we get blessed tremendously every time our people rise up against these despots in high places. And
yes.
We seem to always win, Dan, because God gives us the blessing of winning when we do what he tells us to do.
Absolutely. He expects us to step out in faith.
Yeah.
And I love the saying, one plus God equals a majority. So I don't think we can ever underestimate the power of one person and an idea. And the idea is for freedom. You know. But again, our freedom, we have to understand the spiritual freedom that we have, first of all. If we don't understand that, then we can't go out into the world and fight for freedom if we don't have that basis to begin with.
Right, right on, brother. Okay, well, get us back now into the voting box. Tell us what we need to know about that system.
Okay, well, a lot of states now have already implemented laws for manual counting of votes. For instance, Alaska, they are doing a manual audit of 5% of the ballots. In California, it's 1%. New York, 3%. Illinois is 5%. Hawaii is 10%. This is the check and balance. Just as we have a check and balance in government between the legislative, executive, and judicial, we need to have a check and balance in the voting system. The problem is, Jack, that the secretaries of state have surrendered their duty to accurately count the votes. They've turned this over to private vendors who have no accountability, and these private vendors utilize the secret software which nobody can inspect. And so this is why manual counts are important. This is how we can determine if there have been manipulations of the vote count. Here in Maricopa County, 10 years ago, the machines that we tried to look at and were prevented from seeing, these are manufactured by a company called Election Systems and Software. And these machines at the polls contain two-way modems. So they not only can transmit information at the end of the day as far as the results of the computerized count, but it can also receive information.
Uh-huh.
And we have discovered that that these two-way modems are accessible actually while voting is occurring. There's a publication called Relevance Magazine. It was published in November of 1996. The issue was called Pandora's Black Box. Did it really count your vote? And this is a 16-page expose on the optical scanners that contain the secret software, which can contain hidden devices such as Trojan horses, trap doors, and flip-flop devices. So hidden within the subroutines of this software code are these processes which can allow every third vote for candidate A to be flip-flopped over to candidate B, or when a certain number of votes is reached, like maybe 1,000 votes, then all of a sudden it starts miscounting the votes. And so this is the problem, is nobody can see what goes on inside those computers that are counting the votes. And
also, you don't have a permanent copy of your vote when you leave there either. There's no way to check and see when you push button A that it recorded on button A,
right?
Because it's all electronic.
Right. Well, that's with the touchscreen machines. And dangerous thing that is occurring now is here in Arizona, the Secretary of State has adopted what's called a blended system. It's a combination of both the touchscreen machines and the optical scanners. And so you've got a two-tiered system, which is even more difficult to manage. But you're right, Jack, about the touchscreens, that they don't automatically produce a paper receipt. So a lot of the states are requiring that if you're going to use touchscreen machines, that it has to be able to produce a paper ballot which can be read and verified. But that alone is not enough.
That's not enough, is it?
No, it's not.
Because if you shoot me out a little form that says I voted for my candidate and walk out of there, then if it's accessible, they can change that after I leave, right?
That's correct, Jeff.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, well, hang on there, Dan. My goodness gracious. We've got a lot of work to do, and I want to remind the people that just a few years back, folks, before they came up with all this electronic woo-woo stuff that they're trying to push on us now, we used to always hand count every vote. What was wrong with that system? We'll be back to ask Dan that when we return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I don't know if you can hear in the background here, Dan and the listeners out there, but I have a new bird in the house here, and I can't get him to be quiet. I hear my bird in the background. I don't know if everybody else can hear it, but forgive me for that. I'll do something about that next week. Maybe put a piece of tape over his beak or something. I don't know, but I'm just working here to try to get through the program with you, Dan, and I apologize for the interruption of my bird in the background there.
Well, no problem, and maybe your bird is a metaphor for modeling the kind of behavior that we as citizens need to engage in, and that's not be silent. We need to squawk and speak up and
squawk
demand.
And speak up. Well, he's doing that this morning. I don't know what's wrong with him, but anyway, yeah, Dan, we must remember in this country that it is not a necessity that we go to the easy way and the inexpensive way of electronic voting, is it? It's not mandatory that we do that. We used to have a system that worked fairly well in this country.
That's true, and the irony is Caltech Institute and Massachusetts Institute of Technology did a study right after the 2000 Florida fiasco,
yeah.
And their study showed that manually counted paper ballots are the most accurate means of counting votes out of the five methods used in the last four presidential elections.
Right.
So actually, low tech is better than high tech, and high tech is actually going to be proving to be more expensive than it was to do the old-fashioned way.
Well, certainly to our liberties and freedom, it'll be more expensive, I'll tell you, because the criminals are at the top of the system today. And they are going to control all of these voting machines. There's no doubt about it.
Well, they're certainly working hard to do that. But there are a lot of people all across the country that are working hard to restore integrity to the election process. And again, that is voting is First Amendment activity. It's the one way we can redress our grievances, and we still have free speech. When those things are gone, then I think it'll be we will know when we've reached that point, and that's when we have the Second Amendment to fall back on. But we are far, far away from that point where we need to be doing that.
Well, I pray that that's so, brother. Things are moving so quickly on both sides. Praise God, more and more people are waking up across this land and across the world today than ever before, thanks to wonderful broadcasts like Republic Broadcasting Network, where God has granted us mass communication methods for reaching the multitude out there, and these type of radio networks are growing and growing, but also the Internet, brother,
yes,
has really, really caused people like me, who's been at these investigations into the tyranny of America and this Antichrist world government group that's trying to set up a world government, tyrannical government, but I'm just amazed still today, after all the years I've been using the computer, that I can just plug in a word, you know, into a search engine, and the world opens up to me, the pros and cons of any subject, and information flow for the good is also at its greatest peak today. So we can use these methods that God has granted us to awaken the masses out there. Make them realize that we can take back our control of our governments from these despots. And that's what we're doing here today, Dan. And so I'm excited about it. But then again, the enemy is moving very rapidly, too, to try to shut off all these avenues of information that we have. I was just reading yesterday again that the UN went to work to try to take over control of the Internet around the world. And, of course, the UN is controlled by these international crime families, and they lost temporarily, but they'll be back again to try. So hang on, Dan. We'll be right back. We're at the top of the hour here, and we'll talk to Dan on the other side, and we'll open the phone lines up, too. Be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.